There's many, many pratim about this, what's going on, what's behind the mitzvah. The Gemara is found in many places in Shas, in Brochus, in Rosh Hashanah, in Yume, in Psachim. It's all over the Gemara. The Gemara brings down that somebody is Oichel B'tshi U'misane B'asiri. So it's Kilu Isane Tshi V'asiri. Somebody eats on Erev Yom Kippur, it's such a gewaldige mitzvah. It's mamish kilu, you fasted both days. You fasted the ninth day and the tenth day. That's the Gemara. The Beis Yosef schwitzes on this mitzvah. First of all, how do you wrap your head? What's pshat in this mitzvah, number one? What's the hesber in this mitzvah? Beis Yosef asks, if there's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur, why are you calling it fasting? It almost sounds like when you read the Gemara, if somebody would come to a Rav and say, listen, L'maisa, I'm Baruch Hashem, a strong person, I could fast 2 days. No problem. There were those who fasted in the time of Chazal. I'll fake it the Yema, fasted 2 days. So I could fast 2 days. No problem. I could fast 2 days, daven, gevaldik, not going to affect me. It almost sounds like this is the Beis Yosef's Ha'ore, Be'etzim. From the Gemara, it sounds like a guy like that, Arez HaMeshubach. You're even better. Somebody who eats Erev Yom Kippur and fasts on Yom Kippur, Kilu is on it both. I'll talk to him on it. What do I need a Kilu? Right? What do I need a Kilu? Like the Ragashava. Famous Meister with the Ragashava, an American rabbi, was by visiting the Ragashava. And a guy comes into the Ragashava. He wants a bracha. Ragashava says, the Ebishtik is brachas. I don't give brachas. So after the guy leaves, the rabbi tells the Ragashava, I don't understand you, Ragashava. The Gemara says, Alti brichas edyot, kal beinecho, even a simple person. Kol shekein you. So the Ragashava said, you could do it without the kol shekein. You give a brach. Without the kal vachin. L'maisa, if the Gemara sounds like Kilu is on the Chiva Siri. Avada, that's not the Aloha. It's not the Aloha. That's not what the Beis Yosef is saying, the Aloha. Beis Yosef is questioning, why is the Gemara calling it Kilu is on? It sounds like there's a mile to fast 2 days. Lamai said, if you eat on the ninth day, it's Kilu, you fasted. If the mitzvah is to eat, the mitzvah is to eat. Fakelt. It's like your fasting should be a chesaron. What's the mila b'chlal? It's a dover nifla. And the whole idea that the Torah calls it as though you fasted, we don't find that by any other mitzvah. That if you do mitzvah aleph, kol aminich tefillin kilu achal matzah. It's a mitzvah to put on film. I don't need to be kilu achal matzah. The mitzvah. Why do you need an analogy? Have a mitzvah to eat. Right? At the end, the Beis Yosef, he doesn't really answer his question. The end, all the Beis Yosef says is, the fact that the Torah called it Inui, Ta'anu Estav Shesechem, B'tisha B'chodesh Me'erev, the fact that the Torah called it Inui, shows that it's Kilu Isani. So Beis Yosef is not really answering his question. He's saying, that's how Chazal saw it. Because that's the way the Torah described it. The Torah described it as an inui. The Torah didn't describe it. The Torah in a chanami. If the Torah would have said, Erev Yom Kippur mitzvah lecho, toichlu, betisho toichlu, ba'asiri tisanu, then the Beis Yosef saying Chazal would have never said ki'ilu. But the Torah said it already. The Torah said, betisho ba'erbet, ta'anu istafshu sechem, betisho, the Torah called it inui. But what I'm telling you is, that all we got from the Beis Yosef is now we understand why Chazal call it Inui. They don't call it a mitzvah zachila. They say it's keilu isane. But hagufakash, why did the Torah do that? Why did the Torah call a mitzvah zachila a mitzvah zinui? Why did the Torah do that? Api machshava, there's many ways to get around this. I'll tell you, Gevalde Gevort from the Kloisenberger, only because I can't hold back this Kloisenberger Gevort. Kloisenberger Rebbe Zeche Tzadik Levorcha, the Rebbe Rebbe Yukasil, he was very close with Rebbe Yankiv. very, very close to Rabbi Yankov. Rabbi Yankov had two Rebbes. Rabbi Yankov was close to everybody. He did Yisrael. He loved every Yid. But there were two Rebbes he was very close to, very, very close, the Satmar Rebbe and the Kloisenberg Rebbe. And there was always, you know, when you have a Lutzfischer or Shiva who has like a very, very, very close relationship with Chassidus, there was a reason. The Satmar Rebbe was a Pella. Nobody understood it, right? I remember I was once telling one of the Rashivas I used to learn with B'chavrusi, he says, I'll never understand. What would Bianca if he couldn't have Satmar? Because he couldn't. It bothered him as a good Litvak. Why is he so close? Rabbi Yankov spoke by the Satmar Rebbe's Hakomas Hatzim, Hakomas Masevet. He's very close. So they're so far apart. The Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi Yankov, I mean, the Sheet is about. So I told this Roshiva, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know what your cash is. I think they're so similar. He said, what? I don't mean they had the same hat. Rabbi Yankov had a tall hamburger, Satmar Rebbe had a flat flying saucer, we used to call it, right? And yes, the Satmar Rebbe spoke against the Agudin, and the Rabbi Yankov spoke pro-Agudin. Not. The differences that are obvious, I don't have to tell you. I said, these were two people that had such a kinas ha-emes, it's unbelievable. They're so similar. Granted, they had a different opinion about certain things, but they were consumed with truth. And that's what these two gedolim. So I looked at them, they're so similar. I never heard this from Yankov. Yankov never once told me that his connection to Satmar Rebbe is emes. By me, it was pashut like that. It was mamish pashut like that. The nekuda of truth. The Satmar Rebbe fought battles against the world. I'm talking about in the 40s, in the 50s, when the state was established, his opinion was the Hasidim thought, they told the Satmar Rebbe to just shut up. They thought he's in danger. His life's in danger. That's it. And he. See, even though Rabbi Yankov didn't have the same shita, b'chlal not. Rabbi Yankov said it was Chazdei Hashem that he was a state. Not that Rabbi Yankov was a chosid of the state. He just said Hashem had Rachmanos on Klal Yisrael. They had such a yirush after the Holocaust. He held the Eibish that was, gave them something to be mechazik. That's how Rabbi Yankov's spin. The Satmar Rebbe did not hold that way. At all. Okay? Lamaisa, but they both were consumed with truth. Rabbi Yankov never said a word that wasn't straight in his life. He was consumed. Tita and Emes Yankov. So these were two most similar people. Granted, they had a different sheet about some things. So what? Big deal. So I looked at them mamish the same. The Kloisenberger Rebbe was his Avos Yisrael. Avos Yisrael, the Kloisenberger Rebbe. That was the Brich HaTichon between Rabbi Yankov and the Kloisenberger Rebbe. By me, that's a Pashat Azach. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe, he said, what's Pshat Kol Oichu B'Tshi? What's Pshat? He said, it's very simple. This is what the Kloisenberger Rebbe said. He said, imagine a guy has a crazy court case. His whole life, all his finances, his whole future is riding on this court case. This is a month before the court case already. He's not himself. His wife says, you got to go away, go on vacation, let's go for a weekend, let's do this, let's go to Utah, let's just get away. He says, I can't. I have a court case in a month. I can't. I'm not going to enjoy. 2 weeks before the court case, he doesn't have a minute of menucha. He can't sit in his recliner even. The day before, he can't talk to him. She says, take a cup of coffee, take an ice cream, take. I can't eat. Be sensitive, valid like they say in America. Validate me. I can't. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe, the Sultan, can't be Makatrik on Klal Yisrael. Yom Kippur, he's stuck. Can't do anything. We say in the davening, Mastin b'chevel asoyer. So the Baal Shem Tov said, the Satan Mamish can't talk. He doesn't even have, like the Gemara says, he doesn't have a koyach on Yom Kippur. He can't say anything bad. He tries to at least do body movements. So the Baal Shem Tov says, the Eibishter ties him down. Can't even move. Satan is frozen. Right? The day before Yom Kippur, you could imagine, he's going nuts. He knows the next day he can't do anything. The day before Yom Kippur, he's Zok the Kloisenberger Rebbe. And what's he going to say about us at Yom Kippur? Jews look pretty good at Yom Kippur. says, you know what he's going to say? He's going to say, tomorrow I can't say anything bad about them. But today I could say something bad. So I'm going to say something bad today about tomorrow. I'm going to say, Rabbanu Shalom, they're all in shul tomorrow, fasting. They're not fasting because they love you. They're fasting because they can't eat. The Yom Adin. They're fasting because they know, B'yayim Kippur Yechoseimun, Mi Yichye, Mi Yomus, Mi Bekitzay, Mi Loi Bekitzay. So the Sultan is sitting there, Erevim Kippur, he's going, these Jews, you think they're fasting because they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can't eat, they're like that guy who tells his wife, I can't have a cup of coffee today. Zok Te'ebish, the name, you're going to eat Erevim Kippur. You're going to shut the Sultan up even the day that he could talk. He's busy saying, look, tomorrow's the day of judgment. Today I told them to eat, they're eating. So tomorrow when they're fasting for me. They're not fasting because they can't eat. But Haraya, look at the Erevim Kippur. Have a Java. Erevim Kippur. Tomorrow's the day. They're fasting. Why are they fasting? So Dr. Kloisenberger, does this pshat. Somebody's Oichel B'tshi. He shows, he fixes the tinus becomes real. Because he shows he does have a stomach. If Hashem tells him to eat, he can eat. Tomorrow when he's not going to eat, he's not going to eat also because of Rebbeinu Shalom. As it comes out that the eating Erevim Kippur doesn't give him the Kloisim of Rebbe Zachab of a positive perspective on Klal Yisrael. Mamishol Shitosei. The Kloisim of Rebbe. I could take the whole Shefer Chaim, the Kloisim of Rebbe, and connect every Vort to Avos Yisrael. He just always had a positive. But anyway, the question here is how to understand this mitzvah. Is the mitzvah an independent mitzvah? That we have a mitzvah to eat? Or is the mitzvah, Erev Yom Kippur, just to prepare for Yom Kippur? And there's many, many chilukim in Halacha. Many, many chilukim. L'mashal, the Shema HaKadosh says that if the whole mitzvah is to prepare for the tzayim, so theoretically, there's no mitzvah to eat all day. The less food you have that's giving you that energy level for the tzayim, so the Shema HaKadosh says, if the whole thing is achana for the tzayim, it's not a mitzvah achila kol hayom. For sure not the night before, you know, the achronim have a shayla. The mitzvah achilas Yom Kippur even start the night before. For sure not. But the Shema says more than that. He proves from Kama Vakama Makoimus, the Shlah, that the main meal people had to prepare for the fast was the Sudam Afsekis before Yom Kippur. So if the whole mitzvah is only to prepare, that's number one. Number two, the Netziv Mivalozha, in a Hamik Shailon Shiltas, he's Medayik from the Shiltas that way. He says, because if you look at the Gemara just says the words, Kol Oichel B'tshi, Malol of Kilo. The Shiltas adds the words, so the Netziv Mivalozhin says the reason why the Shiltas added those words is because he's telling us there's not a mitzvah to eat as an independent mitzvah. It's only to prepare for the fast. So he says, the Netziv, that if somebody l'maisa doesn't fast, there's no mitzvah to eat. Let's say guy's a chol. He's parted from the fast. He's not fasting. There's no mitzvah to eat there. The mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is only to prepare. Rashi's lashon in Kama Vakama of the Sugyas, Rashi uses the lashon, Hechinu Atzmechem L'tzayim, eat to prepare for the fast. Comes out that somebody who's talking not fasting doesn't have a mitzvah l'achila. If he's not fasting, he doesn't have a mitzvah to eat. Because it's not the Netziv goes so far with this svara, so far, that he says that's why we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of achila Erev Yom Kippur. The Achronim ask the shayla, the stechemet. Many Achronim ask, why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of achila Erev Yom Kippur? Mitzvah eat. Why don't we make a bracha on that mitzvah? So Netziv Mivalozhin says, just like you find in the Achronim, you find already in the Tshuva Sarash, we find the Rishonim similar svaras, that when you have a mitzvah which you may not fulfill to the completion, you don't make a bracha now. Because it may turn to be a bracha levatol. L'moshel Tshuva Sarashma by Stalker, famous Tshuva Sarashma. You don't make a bracha on Stalker, because maybe the Oni won't take it. If the Oni doesn't take the Stalker, so you won't make a mitzvah. So you don't make a bracha. It's a shayla in the Rishonim by Kiddushin. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaShevach. The Rishonim also discussed the possibility that since it's a mitzvah toli b'das acherim, you don't make a bracha. Because the other person may not take it. So the Netziv says a chiddush. He says that according to the Shiltis, that the whole mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is to prepare for the fast. If I'm not going to be able to fast, l'mafeh, it's a bracha l'matole. So therefore, there's no bracha. Hazei zokta. That's what the mitzvah. So that would come out at Tzad Kula. A Tzad Chumra, if you hold the other way, would be like this. If you hold that the whole mitzvah is to prepare for the fast, then it's not a mitzvah asei shazman grome. It's not a mitzvah asei shazman grome. Why? Because it's a preparation for the fast. So anybody who's chayiv in the fast is chayiv in the eating before the fast. So the kula is, if for some reason you're not fasting, you don't have a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. The chumra is that if you do have a chayiv to fast, then you do have a chayiv to eat Erev Yom Kippur. But mainly, even a woman who's normally, ordinarily, potter from a mitzvah asei shazman grome, but she's chayiv to fast on Yom Kippur, she'll be chayiv also to eat Erev Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Kiv Hegel leaves this as a tzorach yid. Kiv Hegel in his tshuvas has a shayla. Does a woman have the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur? Does a woman not have a mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur? Al zman gomer. Kiv Hegel blives by a sofik. His enikel, his grandson, the Ksav Sofer, in his tshuvas, and I think Kuf Yud Beis, he brings down the shayla of Kiv Hegel. And Lamaisi, he says that the, quotes Rashi, that the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is to prepare for Yom Kippur. And since the mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur is to prepare for Yom Kippur, since a woman has to fast, so she has to eat too. And therefore, he quotes a Maril to prove his, he says, Matzasi l'chava b'divrei Maril, because the Maril says that if a woman made a neder that she's not going to eat, except certain days, except if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov or whatever, then he says Erev Yom Kippur is included. So the Ksav Sofer says, I have a raya from the Maril to what I said. My Lagabi the Zaydis Shaila, if eating Erev Yom Kippur is called Mitzvah Asei Shazman Grome or not, I have a raya because the Maril says. So the raya of the Ksav Sofer, you could be matchik, because you could say that since the woman specifically specified that I'm not including in it Shabbos and Yom Tov, and so she made an exclusion. So any day that there's a Yom Tov in Klal Yisrael is included in the exemption. Doesn't mean she's mechuyev. For Haraya, Reb Kiveger holds, especially Reb Kiveger when she does it, Kiveger holds a woman doesn't have a chiv to eat on Yom Tov. She's part of Simchas Yom Tov. He says the mitzvah says she has man grome. Kivega holds that if a woman forgot the olive oil on Yom Tov, she doesn't have to bench again. Yechidish of Kivega. Kivega holds if a woman forgot the olive oil on Yom Tov, she doesn't have to bench again. It's like Rosh Chodesh. She doesn't have achiv achile. She doesn't have achile because it's a mitzvah says she has man grome. There's no shem p'tuhis. Meleshiv, she forgets the olive oil. So I could ask you, so according to the Maril, yes, so what, the Torah says she excluded Yom Tov. And Erev Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov. It's not such a gewaltig. So you have all of these nafka minas in halacha, how you view the mitzvah achil Erev Yom Kippur. Now, the Rabbeinu Yoina, oh boy, it's late. Okay, we'll have to do two parts to this. Okay, tomorrow I'm in session. Rebbe Zin, as a to sabel the Rebbe, as a Rebbe Shira.
A Shaila Nichod, a 19-year-old girl, wants to be a babysitter, sleep over, and the boys are 7 and 9.